the hell is she doing here?
What the hell is she doing here? Really? Really? I'll tell you what I'm doing here. You want to know what I'm doing here? Shit for brains? I had sex with your dad. That's right! I had sex with your father because just like you, I like my sex old and ugly and with fake hair on their heads that falls off when you're having sex with them. It just falls off because that's what you do, Dennis Reynolds. You like to have sex with old people. And you said that you loved me. You said I love you. And so I thought, okay, well, I love you too. How do you show love? You go and have sex with old people. So that's what I did too.
The people knew just how much we had to fight to get this stuff on air sometimes.
Oh my gosh.
Just the little wars that take place before the microphone button is pressed.
The last 9 minutes. And they're back.
Yeah, I'm sure the people listening are hearing that right now. The guys in the studio next to us bleeding through loud as goddamn day.
You know what, though? I don't think they can.
Clear as day.
I listened to last week, and I couldn't hear any of my stuff.
Any of your tapping?
Any of the tapping, the ring dropping, the phone. I couldn't hear any. I heard the phone.
That was inexcusable.
I heard that.
That better be off, by the way. You're playing with it right now. That thing better be muted.
The sound is off.
Okay. All right. I'm trying to focus now. Trying to get in the zone because I literally spent up until 2:59, screaming at the guys in the studio next to me to keep it down.
Yeah.
So that it wouldn't carry over just as much as they edit their video that, guys, it counts for nothing. Let me just put that out there. What you do doesn't matter, and everything that I do does matter.
Wait, wait, wait. By screaming, he means pacing back and forth in front of the door, stomping his feet, and hoping they'll quiet down.
I'm passive aggressive.
I go to the front desk and tell her what's going on.
Well,
let's just clarify this.
That's just the dynamic I was raised in. I would pout and I would
and
ball up my
way.
Fists, and my mom would do something for me after a while.
Oh, God.
That's how we rolled in the Papa
Your
Giorgio
poor
household.
Future wife.
I don't know if I'll ever have a future wife.
You will. You're going to get married and have little babies.
I think it's going to be really creepy. Like, I bet my mom dies and I'm married like 3 months later. I think it's going to be completely gross and Freudian like that.
What? Okay. Is this week like the episode on what your mothers have done to you?
No. I'm just putting that out there. I think something, I could be one of those really weird guys.
Well, I think
there are movies about that, by the way. I'm trying to remember what the hell.
Seven?
No, not Seven. It's this one actor. He literally, his mom croaks and he's living with his brother. I think they both live with the mom. God, we talked through the whole damn intro.
Again, and, third week in a row.
Oh my God. If we do it for a month, we're just that good. Mm-hmm. Their mom dies and they're immediately like hunting for a Russian mail order bride. Like 2 seconds later, just so food keeps getting cooked. Clothes keep getting washed.
Seriously.
It is a good movie.
Oh, Avey.
I like the concept behind it.
I'm sure you do. I can see Will getting on board with that.
Yeah. He likes his free food, too. He likes to come home, eat some pizza, scream at our mother for all the evils that he's faced throughout the day. Take that all out on her. Just the way that I kind of paced and balled up and didn't really do anything. But I didn't lash out, kind of lashing out now on air a little bit.
Yeah.
But he just takes that out on dear old mom, and then he passes out.
Awesome. I feel...
What can I say? We're a couple of princes.
I feel bad for your mom.
I don't know. I think you should feel good that some lucky lady out there one of these days is going to get us. Two lucky ladies, not just one.
Oh, boy.
Folks, you're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. Voice is a little shot. I don't know why. I was screaming along in the car to some Sabbath and just had the metal station on, and I don't have the pipes for it.
Oh, I think you do.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think anybody's heard you sing, but I hear you sing all the time when you warm up for the show.
That's true.
You've got a really good voice.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
She wasn't even prompted to say that. That just came out.
Nope. I don't get paid for these at all.
And that mouth, by the way, it belongs to Veronica Johnson. Veronica, thank you for joining me again, as always.
Of course.
You've been here a while now. How long have you been with the show? Tell everyone.
On and off, I think, for about 3 years.
It's been a while. Yeah, I kind of associate it with you. Like, it's you and then Kate. Kate was in and out. Kate, by the way, guys, was here for like 5 seconds to pick up a check and then left. She's like, eh, I'll be on another time, maybe. I don't blame her. I would take the money and run as well.
Wait, she gets paid?
Not for that. She was...
Wait a minute.
I was going to give you a gift had you shown up like the first month after Christmas.
You do not have to give me a gift.
I was going to get you a Victoria's Secret gift card.
Well, what's stopping you?
The fact I kind of don't want to spend the money now. But while I was drunk on Seasonal Bliss, aww, I was thinking about it.
That's very
sweet. I probably should still do it. Will you, like, flash anyone in studio? And by anyone, I would mean the only other person in the studio right now.
Depends who's in the studio, John.
If it's just me. If it's just me and you took my card and you bought some real slutty good stuff.
Probably not.
I heard the word probably and my ears perked up. I was like, that part's good.
Weren't we supposed to go to Frederick's?
Frederick's of...
Yeah, Hollywood.
Oh, stop tapping, please.
For a corset.
For me,
remember?
For yeah, me, the fat William Shatner, yeah, inner tube around my gut, so I look like the svelte Captain Kirk. Show's website, inpapasbasement.com. Don't go there right now, though, because it's down. It's been down for about a day because my hosts, inmotion.com, suck, and they can't handle the traffic anymore. So that's awesome. When you're finally getting there and you finally got enough people hitting your site, they just pull you down.
Maybe it's time to move. Sorry.
It's okay. You don't have to. I like the emphasis tapping. I don't just like the wipe out just because you're talking. I don't like that. Emphasis taps are fine. Hosting, moving it to something better would cost a little more a month.
Okay.
I would go from like 10 a month to like 30-ish minimum, maybe 40. And considering Papa's Basement doesn't really make me money.
I understand.
Yeah. It's at 10 a month. What the hell? That's a beer. And a mm-hmm. tip.
Yeah.
But 40, I don't know. That's how cheap
understood.
I am. That is how far a buck goes in this man's life. 40?
Well, that's just outrageous.
Yes. How dare they? Did I hear a penny drop?
That was your butt tightening around the dime.
Mm-hmm, exactly. I felt one as I sat. InPapasBasement.com should be back up, I want to say, late tonight. Hopefully, I believe it's... Who the hell am I with now? Host Gator? They had a really cool little logo, little gator and a clothing. I'm a sucker for an animal and a man's clothing. What can I say?
Really?
Yeah, it's great. The Wisconsin Badger. Pretty much any mascot. If you get an animal, but he's dressed like a person, like I love animals and now I can relate to him on a deeper level. Not just petting him. He's obviously got like a human emotion. Man's intelligence behind those eyes now.
Ah.
All of the wants and needs that fill my heart, they're in that talking gator now because he's wearing a shirt.
I think you need a psychiatrist.
I do not. I think you need to climb down from your ivory tower, you heartless ice bitch, and feel something.
Whatever. I feel sometimes.
Yeah?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, I thought you were going to, like, tell me when you felt. You're just like, I feel.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see what we have to plug now that the site's not working. There's my Twitter. Go to my Twitter. Twitter.com/Papa's Basement. That's still up and running because Twitter, even though you'll get the fail whale sometimes, it can still handle its stuff. And there's Facebook.com/Papa's Basement. That is also up with a bunch of links to my site, which is dead, but it's got some funny pictures, too. You can have fun with that. Veronica?
Yes.
I'm going to need you to do some heavy lifting today.
Oh, boy.
I'm not on my A game today. I think that's coming through. I think people can tell I'm a little tired.
I think you seem completely normal.
Okay. Then I just have horrible self-esteem.
But now that you've told everybody.
Yeah, now that I've shown my weakness, I'm like that gazelle in the wild, and we're surrounded by wolves. I don't know if those ecosystems mesh, by the way. Gazelles hunted by wolves. Gazelles like an African thing?
Yeah.
So it's gazelles with tigers.
Yeah, tigers, lions.
And I'm like a gazelle in his prime, and I look okay.
With a limp leg.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like walking up to the lion, and I turn around, and I'm just like, like pointing at a hamstring injury. I'm like, come on. I look good. You had your eyes on the old one. You had your eyes on the kid, but you can eat young if you just apply yourself.
Oh, boy.
I'm tired, man. I'm tired because I was up the whole night.
Why were you up the whole night?
Well, it was a Friday night. I'm a man in a sexual prime. I do look the way I do.
You so draw your night own conclusions. Of Hooters and Playboy.
No, this isn't 1992. People don't actually get off the Playboy anymore.
Oh, really?
Once in a blue moon, I will hit Playboy.com for a classy session because their models are still very good looking when they hit, when it's your type, when it isn't just some boring fake tease blonde that you've seen 6 million times before. Mm-hmm. When they hit with something, Playboy does well. And they're actually showing a little downstairs now.
I thought and it's
sad. No, no, no. Like, Hef is weird about the vagina. I don't even know when they first started showing uncovered, and it was never actual, like, Homer Simpson mouth that was being shown.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's right.
That was wrong.
It was never that being shown. It was kind of hair that was groomed, like, 10 years too conservatively. Like, I want to say 2006, 2007, the chicks in Playboy still had pubes, which to me is weird.
Yeah.
Like,
why are we talking about this?
It's a process. We're going to get where we got to go the way we got to get there.
All right.
Please put down your phone.
I was just checking.
You were
something.
Just what? You were just doing something more important to you than the show.
That you sent me.
Oh.
An hour before the show starts.
That is more than enough time to prep.
Not when I have an hour drive here.
You can look at your exactly
while I'm driving on
yes.
the expressway.
Do we have a law against that?
Yes, we do, actually.
No one says you have to get caught, Veronica. No one says you just have to put it out there.
I
Be
am
sly.
Not going to die reading show topics. For
just
the show.
Put the phone on your shoulder like a pet parrot and kind of like look at it while you got your arm up.
Okay. I'll try that. I'll let you know how that goes.
You'll be fine. Mm-hmm. That's how I drive.
Hey, when, you can hear us now.
Whenever I want to get around and I'm in D.C., I don't want to use my actual headphone unit. I just put it on speaker. I rest it on my shoulder. Not going to get as much brain cancer that way. And it works.
Isn't that even illegal now?
Hell yeah. But no one's going to catch you. They look for your arm up. Like a douche.
So your head hanging onto the phone is
not hanging onto the phone. I have incredible equilibrium. I'm like one of those black chicks who can balance an entire basket on her head full of fruit and crap like that. What? Nothing racist about that. Good balance.
Good balance.
Yeah. Didn't say it was because she was black. I'm just saying she can do it.
I
can do it too. I'm a white man. So what's that say? Balance transcends it all, honey.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just beat because I was up watching TV all night.
And the truth surfaces.
Yeah, there's no classy Playboy.
No strip clubs this time.
No, I'm invited to one tonight, but I'm not going.
Why not?
I'm tired from watching TV tonight or last night.
What did you watch?
I don't know how to say this without sounding like the gay. I watched the cutest show I've seen in several years.
Which is?
It is a British comedy. They have season one on Netflix, and I finished that in like 3 hours. And I went and immediately, legally, downloaded the rest of it. It wasn't legal. It was grossly illegal.
It was a British comedy?
It's called Gavin and Stacey.
I have not heard of Gavin and
Stacey. It's a romantic comedy. Do you see me watching a romantic comedy, much less gushing over it?
No.
It's in me, though. I got that side.
Apparently.
Weird little fact. I've seen every episode of Friends once.
Every single episode?
Every single episode.
Wow.
Could never bring myself to watch it twice. Like, I would watch it in syndication, and I'd be disgusted with what I'd done before.
Why? Friends is a cute show.
To me, Friends is sleeping with a fat chick. Like, it's cool once. You never want people to find out you did it, though. And every time you go back, you're like, what am I doing? There are so many better options out there if you just applied yourself, but you just wanted to sit here on Thursday night at 8 p.m. and it's happening
here
again.
It is.
Yeah, and then at 8:30, you're just shaking your head. Just,
I love Friends.
I couldn't tell you a single aspect of a single character. Joey ate stuff, right?
Joey was just dumb.
Joey was dumb and ate stuff. Ross banged an Asian chick for a while. You wanted to do Ross?
I love Ross.
Would you do Ross, though?
Heck yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I love David Schwimmer.
Really?
Yes. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
I didn't know you would go so Jehooey.
It's funny that you mentioned that.
Really?
I kind of have a date with
Stop kicking.
Man.
Stop.
I'm not. It's this stupid setup.
Just sit and focus. Don't make me put you in the Anthony Hopkins, Hannibal Lecter gear.
Fine, fine. It was my knee. I promise I'm not kicking.
You can do it. I mean, do you have to go to the bathroom?
No, the studio's already falling apart.
I do, and I'm this mouse quiet right now. Hands off the phone. Give me the phone. Just give me.
I put it far, far away.
Yeah, you put it. If your arm was able to reach where you put it, it's able to pull it back.
You'll live. Relax.
I understand how the human body works, where once it went, it can go again. What? Videotape me in front of a refrigerator. I will hammer home that for you.
Oh my gosh.
I thought you were just into, I'm not going to say like Hitler Youth, because they could have dark hair.
Oh my God. My favorite's like black hair with blue eyes.
Yeah, yeah. You and every person ever. You want to bang male Megan Fox. How original.
Yeah, I do.
That's what everyone that's what Joe Schmo likes. I have a more refined taste, but
a more refined taste?
More refined taste.
And what's your ideal lady?
Pretty much anything.
Megan Fox?
I'd do Megan Fox, sure.
I would do Megan Fox.
Good answer.
She's gorgeous.
We'll have to book her for the show immediately.
Right.
As long as it's fit, what the hell? As long as it's attractive in anyone's esteem, I guess you can't get too liberal with that. Like,
I don't know. I feel like you kind of like vanilla girls.
Really?
Yeah. All the girls you've shown me, there was one that had like super blonde, platinum blonde hair. She was pretty.
Yeah.
But the rest of them have been pretty. And I don't mean vanilla in a bad way. Just very typical, traditional, looks like every other girl out there.
Yeah, I guess. I'm not too into like one-legged bitches.
I didn't mean it like that.
I don't like gruesome disfigurement.
You know what I mean.
I'm not so into Asian broads. Is that
what
you mean?
No. It's just that I haven't ever seen you. I've never seen pictures from you of girls who are.
Period. Just stop it right there.
What?
Never seen pictures of me with girls. Just.
Well, pictures that you show me of girls that you're talking to, they've all been. Average height, average build, brownish blonde hair, brown eyes. Like, you've never shown me a, black haired, blue eyed, whatever, or Marilyn Monroe, glamorous, nothing like that. Not that that's
I don't
perfect,
have their glamour shots.
I don't think a girl who wears Umbros is going to have a glamour shot. I'm just saying.
I did a girl who wore Umbros. What's an Umbro?
Like, I mean, like soccer players. That's what all the girls you date look like to me.
Soccer players?
Yeah, just like athletic, average, vanilla girls.
Huh. Soccer players have nice
Obviously,
asses and legs.
Obviously, I'm generalizing.
I'm doing well for myself. I'm pulling some soccer playing ass.
If that's what you like, I guess.
I like it. Sure. Whatever you described, I guess I do okay. I'm happy all of a sudden. I apparently had a hot blonde and a bunch of soccer players. I'm doing okay.
Platinum blonde. I didn't say she was hot.
I think you did.
I don't remember.
Thanks. Thanks for turning it on right there. Thanks for firing up the memory banks. Can we talk about Gavin and Stacey?
Yes, yes, yes.
It's amazing. They're this cute couple.
You're holding your own hand.
I am. I've got one hand over the other. This is all I got, man. You're over there. I can't reach out and touch you. I got to hold my own hand.
Yeah, there's no touching me.
Come on. Let's okay, let's Gavin get to G and S. Yeah, my people. This is a show done right. It's a modern feeling romantic comedy. It's British, so it's witty. It's a couple that meets online. I like it. Don't you? Modern twist.
Yeah.
Show came out in like 06, by the way. I still don't know if we have on American TV like a functional couple that meets online. Have we had that yet?
On TV?
It's like always some kind of... I'm sure it was like a premise done on Big Bang Theory at least once. I've seen two episodes of that show. I am seriously not speaking from experience like I recall anything. I guarantee you there was some kind of weird episode of Big Bang Theory where either Penny... Who is that, the blonde? Kelly Kuoko?
I've never seen it.
Okay. Either she's going to meet someone online, or much more realistically, one of the dorky guys is going to pull some silly ass offline.
I guess.
This is a couple where both of the people look normal, and they are normal. They're just screwing off online. They met each other. They ball each other out the first night. After getting drunk.
Tacky.
It's not tacky.
Okay, and in real life...
If it's meant to be, it's meant to be.
No, in real life, he would have never called her again. Let's be real.
I've never really gotten that when guys do that. Why wouldn't you want more sex? Especially what was apparently easy sex.
Because what? Who wants easy?
I mean, every guy who's ever banged her.
Yeah, yeah, but those are not the girls that guys marry.
I don't really believe that. If I were with, like, some really charming, attractive girl and she was blowing me 10 minutes inside of meeting her, I'd be like, lucky day. What will happen next? A fully glazed ham falling from the heavens?
No, because the next week, when she expects you to treat her like her girlfriend, you're going to bail. I don't care how hot she is.
I think I just have zero self-esteem then, because I'd be fine with that. I would treat her fine. I got no issue with a chick putting out fast, because that's the one place where I'm naive. I'm like, maybe she just did it because she likes me. Maybe this isn't habitual behavior, and I have literally zero to do with this.
Maybe it's not
the corpse of
behavior.
Lon Chaney. It wouldn't have mattered. She would have been on that. I like to think it's me.
You think that.
It never is. It's never me. But I always think it is. Mm-hmm. So they ball each other out. She worries that he will never call again, just like you would have, Veronica, but not my Gavin. He's a right bloke. He's a diamond geezer, as they say.
Right bloke. Yeah. Is he bloody handsome, too?
He is. He actually, you know what he looks like? A human Frodo.
That is not cute.
No, make Frodo look like a normal person. Not like just stretching
you
him out.
Like Elijah Wood in normal life?
Yeah, I guess.
That's not that cute.
Kind of. He's like a better looking. Okay, take Elijah Wood. Make him a little
and
less
add,
creepy.
Like, 3 feet.
No, he's not the tallest dude. There's jokes about that on the show. But he's at least like 5'10". Whatever that is in centimeters over there.
All right. And, in my world, too short.
I guess. But he's got an accent.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, really?
That makes it even more unattractive.
Where did you find a tall Jew, by the way, then?
I'm not telling.
Where did
you? He's a doctor, too.
Oh, my God. He probably gave himself the midget surgery where they lengthen their legs with those little dials.
Oh, God. Seriously.
I bet he's like 5'6", and your kid comes out,
six,
and it's
four.
Like a hamster.
6'4". And
yeah.
Why are you talking about children? Really?
Because that's what it all ends up in.
No.
It's just children, and then you die.
It's just a date.
Thank you. Thank you for not picking that up. Thank you for looking at my face and reading what I wanted to say to you. Watching my hands search for anything I could grasp to hurl into the bridge of your little waspy nose. All right, get back on mic.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
You have to explain what happened.
We're like halfway there. Okay, Veronica, because she literally can't sit still, her hand almost like Thing. Is it Thing or is it Cousin It? Which Thing was the tall guy, right? That was Lurch. Who was it from Adam's Family? It was just the walking hand. Her hand does that, like the little tappity tap, 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 across the surface of the table as she reaches to pick up her sunglasses for no reason. It's not like I gave her a black eye or she's hung over or anything like that. Now she's fanning her face like she farted. And I catch her just in the middle of doing it, and our eyes lock, and I give her this look of, you effing bitch, don't even think about it. And she immediately stopped thinking about it and put her hand back in her lap like a good little girl. Hey, buddy. Welcome back.
Thanks.
I think you'd love this show, though, because they meet online. They bang quickly, but it's not a big issue because they like each other. Mm-hmm. They don't screw up the show by trying to make the two leads funny. Like the Gavin and Stacey, they're just normal. Mm-hmm. Everyone around them is zany and funny and British, but they don't botch it. These two are just boring old married people. And it's not like the worst relationship. Seriously, the only fight thus far. Haven't finished it yet. Only fight thus far, though, is they live, Stacey moved 4 hours away from her house. She's in Wales to be with Gavin and his family, and she's homesick. And they think that might end the marriage. She takes off her ring at one point, but then later that episode is back on and they're making out. I like that they don't make you worry too much.
I don't understand the homesick thing. I never missed Michigan.
That's because you came from...
I'd move in a minute. I'd move out of here in a heartbeat.
First of all, you came from Michigan.
Yes.
That's
a home.
That's like if I'm interviewing a Somali kid. I'm like, hey, do you miss Somalia?
Are you really comparing Michigan to Somalia?
And his eyes. Like,
have you ever even been there?
He just turns his head and looks at an old country buffet and then looks back at me. He's like, what do you think, man? What do you think?
John,
I'm going to go get some gravy.
Michigan is actually the Sleeping Bear Dunes were voted the most beautiful place in the States. Michigan's really pretty in the summer.
You know, Mad Max 2 also had an understated beauty to it, but it was a hellish, apocalyptic asshole. I liked the sand. There are some pretty trees there, but I wouldn't want to live there. To answer your question, I've never been to Michigan. I'm not a
you
drug dealer.
Come with me.
I am not.
We'll go on a road trip.
I'm not a manual laborer.
We'll do the Papa's Basement
1960.
Road trip. Me, you, and Will.
We can do that. I'm probably
car.
Buying some equipment. I think we can manage that.
That would be so cool. And we'll have to each keep like a little running blog or whatever. And then we can discuss it on air for the next year.
It would just be us peeing in cups and flinging it on each other like inmates.
Absolutely not.
Okay. Well, there goes blog idea one.
Ugh, never forget that I suggested that.
I want you to watch this show. Do you have Netflix? Please tell me you have Netflix.
No, I don't.
I'll give you my password.
Don't I need cable for that?
Like, you don't have an internet? Connection?
Nope. I'm not home enough to pay for that garbage.
Do you at least sleep with guys who have internet connections?
Yes.
Okay, I guess.
None currently, though.
Can you sleep with someone who has Netflix, or do you need my password and username?
I'm not going to sleep with somebody just for his Netflix. My friend Amanda has Netflix.
Can you sleep with someone for money and then use the money to purchase Netflix?
No.
You're not too resourceful. You know that? I get the feeling if I weren't around, your life would spiral just out of control.
If you did what?
If I weren't around,
my
set me
life
straight.
Would completely fall apart.
Once a week, if we didn't have these talks,
I promise you I'd be okay.
Like, I would get a call maybe a month from now, and you'd be like in a gutter, and you'd be like, I owe some bad dudes a lot of money. What can you do?
Yeah, no. No, I wouldn't.
All right. I hope, man. I hope. Just watch it. It's going to be yanked down in like 2 days, and I've got the rest of it.
I think you should watch Downton Abbey. It's my favorite show. It's a British show. You'd like it.
Downton Abbey?
Yep. Has Maggie Smith
This is what it must sound like when I talk about Gavin and Stacey.
Yes.
Because I heard Downton Abbey, and I'm like, what?
Downton Abbey.
Downton Abbey.
Yeah.
I'm like, what kind of stupid rubbish is that?
It's a good show.
It sounds unwatchable.
No.
What's it about?
It's about this lord and his family.
Lord.
Yes.
Is it like modern?
It shows, no, it's like back in the day. And it shows the difference between upstairs and downstairs. Upstairs being the family and the lords and ladies and whatever.
Is it a drama or a comedy?
It's drama. And the downstairs is their servants and their footmen and that whole thing. It's cool. It's a cool show.
When did you get into Downton Abbey?
2 weeks ago.
How are you watching Downton Abbey?
I was over at my aunt's. We watched the whole first season.
Netflix or she had it on DVD?
No, she had it on DVD. We had tea and we watched the show.
Yeah, why don't you tell people where you're going to be in a couple weeks, by the way?
I'm going to tea. Why is this such a big deal to you?
Because you're going to tea.
Yeah.
We fought a war.
We do it often.
So we didn't
often.
Have to do that. We fought a war because soda tastes better. And we won it, I'd like to add. You don't
have you ever been to tea at like the Ritz or the Willard?
I have a dick.
Or...
No.
It's actually quite nice.
I feel like queenie enough that I drink it once in a while. Like once a week, I'll put on a bag of green tea or something. Mm-hmm. To actually say I'm going to tea, I know.
I love it. It's one of my favorite things to do.
If Will looked at me and he said, I'm going to tea.
I want to see Will. I want to see Will's face when you tell him that you're going to tea.
I mean, I would like get some. If you're like, yeah, we'll go to tea and then
okay.
We'll bang.
I'm gonna make a tea for you and Will. You guys are gonna come over, and you're gonna have to like put like real clothes on.
What are real clothes? I'm in shorts.
Like I know, and it's January. Can we talk about that again? It's January.
It looked nice.
It doesn't matter. It's January.
My gams need air.
It's January. Anyways, moving on. Real clothes, meaning like a button-down shirt with some khakis.
You mean my funeral / court clothing?
I suppose.
I can do that.
Okay. And you're going to come over and I'm going to make cucumber sandwiches and egg salad sandwiches and scones with Devonshire cream and cookies and cakes. You're going to love it. You look so confused.
Well, I mean, I want to hate it. It's called tea. But you described a lot of food, and I like eating.
That's the point of tea. It's like a 5-course snack. You start off with, well, my aunt and I always have champagne and appetizers. So,
what's the appetizer? Any kind of like a mini hot dog?
No. But she did make these little bacon things once that you would really like.
Wrapped around a scallop?
No, that was like a bacon spread on bread. I don't know. It was good. But so I usually do champagne with these little cinnamon roll-up things that you usually serve at a breakfast tea.
Okay.
With some fruit and a rose yogurt cooler. So it's another kind of beverage. And then...
What's a rose yogurt cooler?
You'll have to taste it. I can't explain it.
Well, so does it taste like yogurt that's flavored like a rose?
It's not like an overwhelmingly rose flavor, but it's just a little hint.
Okay. Sasson?
Maybe. I don't know.
To use tea time talk?
Sure. And then you have your sandwiches. There's usually 3 or 4 different types of sandwiches. And then you have scones and a sweet bread with a sweet bread with a spread. And then like cookies and cakes.
Hmm.
And petite fours.
And what are my tea options? Now that I know the food's taken care of, maybe... Maybe I want to get back to tea talk.
It totally depends on what kind of tea the hostess is serving.
Is it just one tea?
It depends. It totally depends. We went to a tea at Rosemont in Berryville a few weeks ago, and they had 3 different types of tea, a tea with each course, a different kind of tea. They had a really nice green tea that you would like.
How much pissing takes place? Because I imagine it's tons.
There's none. You sip the tea. It's not like you guzzle the tea.
I drink
and
green
tea. And you
grab
tea. The sugar with little tongs, your sugar cubes.
Like a little ice. It's like a little cube of sugar?
Yeah.
Like I would feed a human fly. Because that's how I think.
In your tea.
Okay. I am intrigued.
I'll have a tea for you guys.
I would do a tea.
Okay. Let's plan it.
It might just be you and me.
That's okay.
Okay. I'll be damned. I walked into this show thinking I'd teach you something, but...
It'll be fun.
I've been
taught
about
tea. You're going to be all kinds of cultured. I'm excited.
I like food, and I like free food, although I'll chip in. Maybe I'll show up with that Victoria's Secret gifts card.
Ooh.
Gift card, whatever.
That'd be fun.
Yes.
You get food, I get slutty lingerie.
Sounds like an even trade.
Yep.
Sounds like a healthy marriage.
Right?
Well, we got 20 minutes left.
Okay.
I want to give you three topics now that we've prattled on about tea and British crap. Got three subjects.
Okay.
I want you to pick one of these.
I think we should let a caller pick.
No, I don't like giving out the number.
It's... Oh, John, come on. You got to start giving out the number.
Why?
Because you just do.
You know what? I'm going to pull this on you. Have not tested the phone on this new board.
You don't know how to answer the phone with the new board.
Absolutely know how to answer the phone, but just don't call my bluff this time. Just next week, we can have a call. We can have whichever gentleman is on top of you the night before call in.
Oh, my God. Really? It's not going down like that. Sorry.
I said gentleman. How dare you take offense?
Of course I take offense.
By the way, the guy from last week, the lad you are going to visit in Helgoslavia, where is he?
Serbia.
Whatever toilet.
Yeah, what about him?
Is he okay with you seeing this doctor?
He's just my friend. I haven't told him about the doctor yet.
Is the doctor okay with the fact that no matter what kind of thing you have going, you will be going to Serbia to get banged out?
Okay, really?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
The doctor or the other two guys that I planned with this week do not know about Serbia. They do not need to know about Serbia yet.
When is Serbia?
I don't know yet. I haven't bought the ticket.
Ooh.
See, I still got to get the passport thing.
I think you buy it now, and then no matter how serious it gets with any of these guys, you still get to put out because you bought the ticket before it was
serious. Oh, I'm not going to cancel the trip for anybody.
I like that.
That's not going to happen.
Okay, don't get married before the trip then.
Okay, seriously, I'm thinking Serbian like the next month. I am pretty sure I'm not going to be married in a month.
I didn't think that worked that way either, but then I saw Gavin and Stacey and true love doesn't wait. I believe now.
Maybe I'll get married in Serbia.
I know. You should do that. By some priest speaking his godless mother tongue and... You can drink goat's blood at the end of ceremony or whatever the hell they do.
Blood.
Delicious blood. But I think, regardless of what's happening here, when you go in a month, that boy deserves him some sex.
Do we really have to do this again?
No, we can't, because we literally do an hour a week. And to rehash what we did on our previous hour, really 55 minutes when you factor in the intro and outro and everything. No, we're not going to do it again.
Okay.
I just wanted to, that was like a talking point. Like, doesn't Fox have that? Like, the points when you're bitching out a liberal or whatever.
I don't know.
I think they have that. That's my point.
Are you going to bring this up until I go and come back and report on what happened?
Pretty much.
Awesome.
And then I want a collection of photos, like the end of The Hangover.
Oh, God, I wish I had that.
And you'll be the
old
lady with Zach Galifianakis' hog in your mouth at the end.
Oh.
And I'll go, ha ha.
No.
Because that's how I laugh. It isn't a laugh. I just
go,
ha!
I have pictures of me and Chuck up.
Sexual?
No. Uh-huh. Yes, I put sexual pictures up on Facebook.
You can put black bars over it. No. You can keep it tasteful.
Oh, my.
Sounds like you're ready for the three topics. Sounds like you're ready to shoot me, but...
Maybe a little.
Next best thing is the three topics. We got Taylor Swift and her new album. We've got the latest Fear Factor stunt. And we've got the story of one of Gerard Butler's conquests.
I hate that Brandy chick, so no. And I don't
Who is that, by the way? You elaborate. Her name is Brandy Glanville.
She was married to Leanne Rimes' current husband.
Eddie something.
Yeah. And I haven't seen her on The Real Housewives. Apparently she's a big hoe. I know nothing about her. And she's bragging about how she hooked up with Gerard Butler. And apparently he's like, who are you? So,
well, okay, if we're going to just flush that one away, we're down to two.
Let's talk about Taylor Swift because I hate her.
Hold on. Just before we flush the fetus of door number three down the toilet. Yeah, she was a broad that was married to the guy that is currently married to gross what's her face.
I like Leanne Rimes.
She's got a weird face. She looks like Falcor.
No, she
looks like an anorexic Falcor with implants.
Oh my god. No, she doesn't.
So does.
You're so mean.
So does. And she was bragging on the show that she got pounded out by Gerard Butler for like a week. Leonidas from 300 is burying his spear in this.
The things
waving his red cape about.
Let me tell you.
How he must get bored having that request every time he pounds at anyone. Just like, say the line. Say the
line. What line?
And then he screams like, this is Sparta. And, you know, busts his wad. Or like, put on the cape. Just put on the cape.
Oh, I would totally make him put on the cape.
Every girl does.
With the helmet.
They're like, put on your loincloth.
Yes.
Put on the boots.
Oh, that movie. I can't even talk about that.
It's a great movie. I'm sorry.
When I was with Boat Boy, I would
one of many guys that...
Boat Boy's the one that I dated for like 4 months over the summer.
That's true.
By
my standards, no kidding, 4 months.
You would have been married.
Oh, that's... 4 months is like The Notebook to me. Like, we died old people together.
The 25-year span of The Notebook. Or the 50-year span.
That is 4 months to me.
Oh, my. Yeah, no. I made him put it on all the time. Oh, and I was watching it with douchebag Paul, too. Or we were going to watch it.
You just need a chart with all these names. Like, the way people keep track of, like, the lesser Greek gods. Like, oh, this is Hephaestus of the Forge and crap. And you're like, I remember Zeus. I think there's Hera. I don't know what past that. That's...
I only remember them because
every guy you've done, I just need flashcards, something.
You need a PowerPoint display.
I do.
A bar chart.
You gotta help me out. I got a piss poor memory. Throw me a life preserver here.
Give me a whiteboard.
Yeah, I'll get you a big one.
I would only need a piece of paper with 5 lines.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Why are you laughing? Stop laughing.
Like, you say that, I'm just picturing those huge poster boards that you would fold in threes and put behind your science fair project. Like, maybe that. 5 lines.
Whatever.
Tiny little cursive.
Whatever.
Don't worry. One of these days, you'll find your prince, V. One of these days.
We'll see.
Anyhow, Brandy got banged out by Spartacus.
Lucky bitch.
Leonidas, there you go, for a week straight, or so she claimed. And I guess it was a big story on the gossip blogs. And so TMZ sees Gerard Butler doing his Scottish pound you out wherever things. And they're like, hey, how was it pounding out Brandy, what's it, Glanville?
Mm-hmm.
His reply is, who's Brandy Glanville? Just has no clue about a chick he was balls deep in for a week.
That's funny. Maybe because it didn't really happen.
Oh, I believe it did.
You think?
Yeah. How laid does he get? That guy, he does what I'd do if I were famous.
He's like walking sex. He's so gorgeous.
I don't even think he's that gorgeous. I like him because he seems like a pig that'll just F anything.
No, his accent.
Like, I think he bangs hot chicks, and I think if the hot chick walks away, he will bang, like, the chubby Latina who is cleaning up the drinks afterward.
No.
Like, he does not care.
I don't think
and
so.
And I respect him for that.
Why do you get that vibe from him? I don't get that at all.
I get it. He would just... Because I remember one time on one of the girly sites I read, he was... on a street with a busker, you know, someone who just plays whatever instrument and you throw coins in their hat and their life sucks.
Yeah.
And he was talking to this girl for like 30 seconds and then he's just making out with her. Like, she's got her stupid little fiddle by her side and he's just tonguing out this broad while she's sitting there waiting. Maybe she got some coins that way, you know?
You saw a clip of this?
It was just pictures that like the paparazzi filmed. Like, he walks up to some girl. He's like, hey. She's like, are you 300? He's like, hell yeah, I am. And they're just tonguing each other.
Okay, you think that was real, not you think scripted he
knew
in some
the
way.
Hobo girl beforehand?
No, I think you're believing everything you see. You don't know if that was staged or if that's a clip from a movie.
No,
or...
it's just some broad on the street. He started making out with her.
I don't buy
this
it.
This isn't like the 60s where you take a picture of two people making out on set and you're like, oh, James Garner's cheating on his wife with this mystery woman.
I don't buy it. I think it's staged.
I think
it's
he's
just
a dirty
too random.
Dude.
Who
just
does that?
Any guy gets an opportunity to make out with anyone. It's like the
men
last
cannot
kind
be
of...
that easy. I what refuse to believe it.
It's just being polite.
Going up to somebody and grabbing her face and
like if,
shoving your tongue down her throat.
If
is being
some
polite?
Girl wants to make out and she's not ghastly, who are you to say no? There will be a time in your life no one wants to make out with you. And you will be haunted by any time you didn't sleep with and or make out with someone. That will keep you up at night. There are women I did not pull the trigger on, still pisses me off to this day. I'm like,
really?
Why didn't I? Yes. Yes, really.
Ugh.
A lot of times I was being too much of a gent, and then I realized they were just a scummy whore. Should have done it. I get punished for being sweet. Like this.
For being sweet.
For being tender. For being a gentleman. Just like
you
think
I
do.
You are a nice guy. You should be proud of that fact.
Thank you. You know, I'm like, I shouldn't. She had her 15th drink of the night. Maybe no means yes. Yes means no.
Yeah, no always means no. Thanks. And when you've had that much to drink, yes means no, too.
Exactly. I don't do drunk girls. Do you know what my head count would be if I could bang drunk girls with a clear conscience? I wouldn't be doing the show right now. I'd have better things. Horrier things. VD-er things. That didn't really come out of my mouth so well. VD-er. There you go. Sounds like an Indian name.
VDER.
Yeah. We got two options left then. And you wanted, out of the two, Leanne Rimes.
You mean Taylor Swift.
Whatever. Blonde, bony, country broad.
Same thing. So, okay.
How did I didn't call her Serena Williams.
So the rumor is her next album is going to be about Jake Gyllenhaal.
Like the whole damn album.
She's such a dumb skank.
And that's her. That's been her MO for a while. She got effed by one of the Jonases, maybe all three. I'm not her biographer. I don't know. She did. John Mayer.
That's
for a bit.
Ridiculous. That's like a wolf dating a kitten. Seriously? What was she thinking? What was he thinking?
He wanted to bang. It was legal. I'll tell you exactly what he was thinking. He was thinking, hey, she's famous. She ain't bad looking. She's got that weird squishy face.
I do not like her.
Like
face.
She looks either like a fetal pig or a cat man. Take your pick.
like the cat man. Yeah.
She looks like a cat person. Like Dr. Moreau.
She got a role in Les Mis over that Leah chick from Glee. And I'm not a big fan of Glee, but the girl can sing.
She's
and
got good
over
pipes.
Somebody else. And it absolutely blows my mind.
Both of them have weird faces. Leah's got that busted schnoz and
yeah,
but Barbara
I'm
Streisand
I'm thinking
thing going.
Vocal talent right now. I cannot believe that Taylor Swift got cast over Lea Michele. Cannot
Taylor Swift's
believe
a bigger
it.
Name. Sells more
so
tickets.
So what? She can't sing.
I wouldn't go that
a
far.
A show like Les Mis. Have you ever heard Les Mis?
Yeah, I listen to it all the time at tea time.
Okay.
No,
I'll
I've
get
never
the soundtrack
heard
for
Les
you.
Mis.
It's like, no. Taylor Swift cannot be in Les Mis.
I'm sure
it's
she'll
like,
do fine.
No,
and she'll country-fy it
no,
and it'll be adorable.
It's horrible. This is horrible. This is like a freaking travesty.
What production do you even... Aren't there like a million productions of every play going on all the time?
I don't know. No, this is for the movie.
Aren't there already Les Mis movies?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. There could be. I don't know. But Taylor Swift...
They want to sell
just
tickets,
just go sing your crap, folks, tunes, and leave the rest of us alone, please.
All right, it's just... I don't get the fuss about her because, yeah, her body is, again, nothing exciting. It's just lean, which the older I get.
She's skinny fat. That's all.
Yeah. Which if you're a dude, you appreciate because you can at least like do stuff with it in the bedroom. Like it's nothing like, oh, my God, she fills out a dress so well. But she doesn't weigh a lot. So you can kind of just fling it around and you feel like Hercules putting stones to it.
Lord.
It's easier than going to the gym. Just get with a light girl. But I don't see the fuss over her. Her music's kind of boring. And apparently, if you stick your wiener in her,
She's going to write a song about you.
Yeah, and it's not even really
Poor
specific
Jake
to you.
He's so cute, too. I like him.
He's gay, right?
No.
He looks like a dopey gay guy. Like,
no. You know what's so funny? When I was in college, I only liked droopy boys. My friends made fun of me. They'd pull their hands on their cheeks.
Oh.
And be like, that's what Veronica likes.
I'm the going droopy to boys. Come inside you now, Veronica.
What's that dog's name?
Droopy.
Oh.
That's why I said it, okay? That's how you get from point A to point B. His name was Droopy. All right. Pull it together. We got like 4 minutes left. Come on.
I didn't know.
He's Droopy. Come on. We're almost there. Home stretch, buddy.
I never knew that.
He just looked so dumb and trusting.
Oh my god, no.
Like, he could even be straight, but I could see a gay guy walking up to him.
My eyes are tearing.
And being like, hey, let's do it. And
did you see him in Jarhead?
Yeah. And he's wearing his little Santa hat.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I saw the chunks. And the dude would be like, hey, let's do it. And Jake would be like, what? You're not a girl. And the guy would be like, yes, I am. It's okay. And he'd be like, okay. And that'd be it. That is all the convincing it would take for a dude to get Jake Gyllenhaal in bed. Because he looks like a dope.
I think you're thinking of Brokeback Mountain, and that didn't really happen in real life, John.
I know that just because, I know that Heath Ledger isn't gay, but he was the giver. Like, at least
they take turns.
I don't think, I think they properly cast that. And Jake Gyllenhaal with his little mustache was the catcher.
He's so cute.
Which was weird because he had the better beard, not facial hair. Like, he had Anne Hathaway and the other dude had Michelle, like his real life. Michelle Williams, his real life wife.
Yeah.
Michelle Williams also has that kind of Renee Zellweger, Taylor Swift.
She does.
Unformed fetus face. Yeah. That fetal alcohol eye thing.
Fetus face.
And Anne Hathaway, I like.
Oh, I love Anne Hathaway.
She's got kind of exaggerated features. Like,
she's beautiful.
Like lips to her ears. Like, she has the Joker smile, you know?
I wish I had that smile.
Yeah, she's got a killer body.
Anne Hathaway?
Oh, yeah. Oh, she's got tease.
No, I mean, she looks skinny fat to me, too. When I think, like, amazing body, I think Jessica Biel.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Jessica Biel blows up. I'm just saying, Anne Hathaway, like, you rent you some havoc. Hell yeah. She pulls them out and broke back. Not in Princess Diaries. I know that. Oh, God.
Have you seen the Princess Diaries?
I saw, like, 10 minutes of the second one. Like, I saw the beginning. Because she has, like, a Greek name. And I was like, what? Who would give that character a Greek name? That's, like, something Greek people insist on. Like Jesse Katzopoulos in Full House. What's his face? John Stamos?
Yeah.
He was initially going to be Jewish. And I guess as a Greek, he took offense to that. He's like, no, you make him Greek. And so he became Jesse Katzopoulos, which is not a real Greek name. You just take a Jewish name and you put Opoulos on it.
You know, I don't think I've ever thought about it.
Yeah.
Joey's last name or whatever.
That would be like Steinbergopoulos. It doesn't compute.
No, it doesn't.
But I think that was the moment the show died. Right there. My mind saw 3:53 on the clock. Everyone's pacing around outside.
Uh-oh.
Come on, let's do like 2 more minutes. Think we can do it.
I'm game.
You got to do it, though. I'm
what
done.
What are we talking about?
I don't remember. It was Taylor Swift. And then it was
Anne
Hathaway's
album
cans.
About Jake Gyllenhaal.
No, well, last things last. That's not real. What I just said, that's not
last
a real thing.
Are you stoned?
No. Anne Hathaway's tees are top shelf.
She's very pretty.
They're
pretty
huge.
Girl.
They are shockingly big. Like, they come out and you're like, what? How did that happen? It's like the
this
end
really
of Boogie Nights, like with
me.
A slide whistle, like as it unfurls.
I've never seen Boogie Nights.
Oh, they put this huge fake hog on Mark Wahlberg. It's like the big, it's like the Raging Bull ending. Or it's like, I'm the champ, I'm the champ. Except his D's out.
Are you sure it's fake?
Yeah, I'm very sure. Because they sent the prosthesis into the Howard Stern show, and he paraded around the studio with it hanging out of his pants. He was like, I'm 6'5". This actually looks normal on me. This is what I should be. And it was the last time Howard Stern was ever funny.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we're at the 350. Ooh, we're so close to 355.
Let's let the children in.
I'm playing the music. Because if the music plays... Oh, yeah.
There we go.
That's it. Okay. My programming's kicking in. My ninja assassin brainwashing.
55 minutes late.
I hear this music, and I know what I got to do. Got to bring us home. I got to say, Veronica, thank you.
Of course.
If people want to get a hold of Veronica, she's Veronica Johnson. She's my Facebook friend. Stalk her that way.
Yes.
If you go to facebook.com/papasbasement, she's also a fan of the show. And you should be, too. Because we do really nothing rewarding. But like I said before, once in a while you get like a cat doing something funny and you're like, ah, hey, that was worth clicking like. What the hell? I'm John Papagiorgio. You want to get a hold of me? I am twitter.com/papasbasement. And the show's website is inpapasbasement.com. That's got my writing. It's got every episode of this as well. And before we go, I want to wish Squire, the man behind me, happy 12th anniversary with his show, Night Train Memories. That's coming up next on fcac.org/WEBR, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you're streaming me, stick around with Squire. He would appreciate it. So would I. Until next week, we're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guests tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.